Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So we got a lot of entrepreneurs that listen, and obviously people have their personal credit, and a lot of these entrepreneurs apply for business credit. Can you talk to them about the importance and the impact that your personal credit can have on your business and how long it takes to establish a healthy business credit loan?
Yeah. And the great thing is the impact that it could have, man, is like, you know, that's the main reason why Got Credit entered back into the world of business credit. You know, we did it back in the day. We didn't know that there was a need for it. But just like Ian said before, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs were born, you know, a lot of people started businesses over these last couple of years, and there's going to be more. Now, here's the thing. If you have great credit, I wish I would have known this when I opened my business back in 2010, instead of using your personal credit to start your business or to grow your business, you could do it with you know, you're going to get an inquiry anyway. And here's the thing. Everybody always says, oh, I don't want to do business. I don't want to do a PG, which is a personal guarantee. Oh, I don't want to do a personal credit check for that credit card. Well, weren't you going to do the credit check for your personal anyway? Like, weren't you going to apply for that car? on your personal credit anyway. So here's the thing. Start, if you're a new business or you have no business credit, but you have great business credit, you could use that to leverage business credit. You were already going to apply for a credit card.
Use your personal credit to leverage your business credit.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the importance is like you can use it. So here's the thing. If you were going to get an American Express credit card and you've never had one before, but you were going to get one on your personal credit and you know you're going to open a business, don't get an American Express on your personal credit. Just open your LLC and get that American Express on the business side. You were already going to do an inquiry anyway, but now the great thing is that doesn't show. You want to maintain and keep that 750. And the thing is, you know, I wore the New Balances to the kickball game. You know what I mean? And I do appreciate you guys being there. It meant so much to have you guys there. And I wore the white New Balances because, you know, the thing is you could have a $3,000 outfit on and get denied for a $500 credit card, you know, which we see a lot. And the thing is, it's like you want to have a $3,000 outfit. That's great. But just make sure that you know that you can either put it on a credit card or get approved for a credit card with the same amount. And I wore the New Balances because that signifies good credit. You know, you see the older guys with those New Balances like, oh, my God, yeah, that guy got good credit. But the thing is if you use your personal credit to leverage and to get more business credit, even in the first 2 years of business, think about it. You're never going to have bad credit because you're never going to have debt on your personal credit. And I think that's the biggest thing where people don't realize that you might have to do a personal guarantee. You might have to get a personal credit check. You might have to run your credit the first couple of times. But guess what? 4 years later down the road, you might not have to. You know what I mean? And I think that's the most powerful thing when it comes to personal and business credit.
What are like the two biggest mistakes you see entrepreneurs making when they're trying to establish their business credit?
I would say the biggest one, and it's the simplest, is using their home address for everything. It's the easiest change you could do. You know, get a virtual address, go to Regis, go to Opus, you know, get an actual business address if you don't have a brick and mortar. So like if you have a brick and mortar building, use that address. You know what I mean? If you open your business with your home address and you end up getting a brick and mortar a year down the road, change the address, change it with the IRS, change it with the state, change it with your bank account, change it with all your vendors, all your creditors, right? Now, if you don't have a home address when you started your business and you're starting it fresh, get the virtual address first. And the reason why I say this is the most common thing is because, you know, with credit being such a risk factor, you know, if you're a pizzeria and you're using your home address for everything, like it looks a little suspicious. Yeah. Like, wait a minute, are you making the pizzas in your living room or are you making them at the shop? You know, if you're a landscaper, if you're a plumber, you know, using your home address is the biggest thing. And I say the second biggest thing that I would say that people make mistakes on is using too much of their personal credit when they have good credit instead of actually using business credit cards. So and I'll explain what that means is like if you have a $15,000 Capital One credit card, right, or a Chase credit card or American Express credit card, you can get that in the business name. And let's say as an entrepreneur, you know, in the beginning, when you first start your business, you have expenses, you have health insurance, you have payroll, you have, you know, costs, you have computers, whatever the case is. But if you put that all on a personal credit card, when you first start your business, you know what happens? Even if you have nothing negative, you just put $15,000, $20,000 on a credit card, your score goes down. Now, if you need to use your credit for something else down the road, you can't because your credit score just went down 80 to 100 points. So now you're putting yourself in a disadvantage by not leveraging or using business credit. You know, if you put that $15,000, $20,000 on your business credit cards that doesn't show up on your personal, you could rack up $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Your score is never going to go down. You know what I mean? So not using a virtual address or a business address is one, and then using their personal debt. Now, here's the thing. What if you can't get approved for business credit cards? All right, then no, you have to use your personal credit cards to start. And then just know, come to the business side, the business credit cards later. So don't be afraid. But if you have access to it, definitely use the business credit cards versus the personal.
So another common misconception, correct me if I'm wrong, is you, in order to get business credit, you don't necessarily have to make money as a business, right? You can get business credit without making a profit as a business, correct?
Right. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people tiptoe in the gray area of that. Because what they'll do is their business has zero revenue, but they'll put that they make 180,000. Don't do that. You know what I mean? You could put my business.
Don't do that because there's been an uptick in unauthorized FBI agents.
Yeah, don't do it. Social
media these days. So yeah, don't do any fraudulent behavior.
No.
But
no.
Explain the correct way to do it.
And the thing is, so like, let's say if you know you have a business, right? You're starting a business and you're applying for your first business credit card, whether it's American Express, Chase, doesn't matter what it is, right? And it says business revenue. It also acts for your personal revenue. So if your personal revenue on W-2 on provable income is 80,000, put 80,000. Don't put 100,000 if you know you're not going to make an extra $20,000 that year to back it up. Now, on the business side, right? One, always consult with your accountant and your attorney whenever you have any questions when it comes to like income. The thing is, though, is like, let's say if you know you have projects lined up, you have guaranteed contracts, right? So you haven't made any money right now. You haven't made any money today. But if you know within the next 12 months, you have a guaranteed contract coming in of like 80,000, 100,000, whatever the case is, you know, that could be a tactic that you can use. And like I said, get with your accountant because now that's future receivables. You haven't actually received it yet. But if you don't have anything, put zero. And so what if you get approved for a $10,000 credit card? At least you got approved for a credit card. The reason why people put a higher limit is so that way they can get, the higher amount is so they can get a higher limit. Don't do it. You know what I mean? Because then it's like gray area. You know, you're going to start to, put 80,000, put 90 and you didn't really make it. What happens when they say, hey, man, you know what? We want to see a copy of your P&L statement, your tax returns, which business accounts can do, business credit cards can do. What happens when you don't even have a P&L statement, which is a profit and loss statement for your business? Yeah. What happens when you don't even have a bank account or need revenue? You know what I mean? They can shut you down, flag you. So it's like never tiptoe in the gray area. If you have to question it, don't do it. So if you starting a business and it's no revenue, put zero. It's the best thing to do.
But like you said, also what people fail to realize is that most people that start businesses, they have a job. Very rarely just go cold turkey and start a business that makes no revenue, and because then you'll be homeless, right? So it's like they're gonna use your personal information anyway. Mm-hmm. So you list your personal information as far as like how much you're actually making at your job or how much you're making, you know, salary or whatever. So if you, like you said, if you're making $120,000 a year, if you have if you have an 800 credit score, yeah, your business might not be that profitable, but they still might open up business credit for you based off of your personal profile, right? Yep. If you have $100,000 saved, like these are things that, you know, a $10,000 line of credit is not going to pretty much be detrimental. $5,000, and it might not be a lot, but like you said, it's something better than nothing. So it doesn't necessarily mean that just because you have no business income that you have no income.
Right.
But a lot of people aren't entrepreneurs, so they always look at the most pessimistic thing possible, and they're like,
"Of course,
if you have no business income, then how could you list income? That's fraud." Obviously, if you have no business income, you probably have some sort of other income.
Right.
Sometimes in life, you just have to use common sense, right?
Like if you have not that common anymore.
So just just think about it. But like I said, starting a business, that can be discouraging and doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to be able to get $1 million probably, but you might be able to get a couple thousand and then you use that. And then that helps build your profile as well.
Right. And the great thing is once you start making money and if you ever want a credit limit increase, you know, for instance, like American Express, right? Even if you have a charge card with no limit, but you have a preset spending limit of let's say $50,000, $60,000, whenever you request a limit increase with American Express, a lot of the times they're going to request a bank statement, a profit and loss statement, financials, right? Things like that, tax return. So let's say if you do start off with $10,000, $20,000, just keep using it. And then every 6 months, just ask for a limit increase and be like, hey, listen, when I started off, I didn't have any revenue, but guess what? My business blew up. I made $300,000 in the last 6 months because of leveraging your card. Is there any way you guys could give me a limit increase? You can request the amount. When you request and increase your preset spending limit with American Express, you can put the amount. And if your financials justify that limit, they'll give it to you. You know what I mean? So that's the best thing is you don't got to lie in an application because it's better to start it off right and then work your way up. Because what if I give you right now If American Express gives you a $300,000 credit card, you have no revenue, then you maxed it out, then what happens? How are you going to pay it back?
That's the part I want to go to, Jose, because that's the other part, right? You might get that credit increase, right? You max it out, but then there becomes the negligence. And so now when the payments are due, you can't pay it, right? And so when you do that on the personal side, your credit score goes down. But in the business side, correct me if I'm wrong, but your DUNS number gets affected, right? Can you explain what that process?
Yeah. So typically, the majority of your credit cards will actually report to Experian Business. And then your other net 30s and vehicles will typically report to Dun & Bradstreet, right? So good and bad thing is, the bad thing is that typically American Express or like Visa, MasterCards won't report to Dun & Bradstreet. I'm not saying all of them, but typically a lot of them won't, which is good. And that's your DUNS number and that's your Paydex score, right? So, you know, you have Equifax, Experian, TransUnion in the personal side. On the business side, you have Equifax Business, Experian Business, and then you have Dun & Bradstreet. So that's why we like NAB.com, because it does track everything. And Experian Business is typically gonna have like your credit cards, right? They don't report to all three like how your regular American Express does on your personal side. You know, it does report to different bureaus, and they all have different factors, right? Your Experian Business only goes up to 100 points, and so does your Paydex score. It only goes up to 100 points, and typically you'll have anywhere between 80 to 100. As long as you pay your bills on time, you know, so if you pay your bills on time, typically it's net 30. As long as you pay them between 1 and 30 days, you'll have typically an 80 Paydex score, you know. Yeah. And the great thing is that a lot of the times the balances won't always affect your Paydex or your Experian Business score, you know. So that's a great thing. The thing is, though, if you have everything maxed out, that is going to hurt you. But if you have like one or two accounts, it's not really going to hurt you as bad as, let's say if you have a Target credit card and that's the only credit card maxed out on your credit report, your score is going to go down. Even though your overall credit is okay, that one credit card's maxed out, it's going to hurt you. The great thing is on the business side, it doesn't affect you like the same way.
What are two or three credit cards entrepreneurs should apply for that gives them a good probability of getting a line of credit without having a ton of revenue in their business yet?
So when you say line of credit, do you mean like a credit card like American
Express?
Credit card? Okay. So even though this credit card reports to the personal side, the reason why I like it is because it reports to personal and business. And if you have blemish credit, they still approve you, which is the Capital One Spark card. The reason why I like the Capital One Spark is because it's for beginners that have new credit, meaning you can get approved for like 580, 600 credit score, even with like charge-offs and collections. And it also reports to your business credit report as well. You know, so the reason why I like that one is, even like I said, even though it reports to both, which I would never really suggest it, it's just because it's a great starter card to get. And that's why you brought it up. Like, which one are they going to likely give it to you? Let's say even if you get $1,000, $2,000, $4,000, whatever the case is, it's more than you had before. Just be mindful that if you maxed it out, it is going to report to your personal credit. The second one I would say for starters is going to be your American Express, right? I love American Express typically because even if you have a charge off or a collection, American Express will still approve you for a business credit card. You know, I have zero personal cards. You know, I filed bankruptcy in 2014. I owed money. I included them in my bankruptcy. A few years later, I paid them in 2020. And they unlocked me and I was able to get American Express again. So they're very, very lenient with people when it comes to either having blemish credit, bankruptcy, and you pay them, or if you're a new business. So you could literally open up your doors today and open up your business today. And as long as you have a bank account and a tax ID, get approved for up to 6 American Express credit cards tomorrow, which is a great thing because now you have access to $50,000, $60,000, $80,000. And a lot of people come up to me like, yo, man, I watched your video on YouTube, on EYL, on Instagram, whatever the case is, not even clients of mine. And they're like, I did exactly what you said. I applied for American Express and I got up to 6 credit cards. And that's what helped me start my business. So that's the why I like it, because it's something that's very feasible for a new entrepreneur or a seasoned one. And I would say the third one, which might throw people for a loophole a little bit, is gas cards. And the reason why I say gas cards is because if, like, for instance, right, I have this gas card right here, right? I'm going to cover the number right quick. I just happen to have this gas card right here. It's called a Fuelman card, right? This Fuelman card also has a MasterCard logo. So now this gas card can typically work as a MasterCard. Now, can I go to Macy's and buy something with this gas card? No. But the thing is that you could be a new business. What do typically all businesses need to put in their car to get to and from to networking? Gas. What's expensive right now? Gas. What is crazy? What do people complain about? Gas, right? The thing is, if you have a $25,000 credit card that doesn't report to your personal credit, is gas a problem anymore? No. You just got to find a way to pay it back. You need to get to InvestFest and you don't have money? Drive your car and probably cost you $500 in gas round trip. What else can you buy at the gas station? Food. You can buy gift cards. You can buy, you know, the thing is, if you don't have any, like, I use this as a prime example, right? When I was starting my business and I was driving to Florida for the credit boot camps, I would use my gas card. I was allowed up to $1,500 a day inside of the convenience store. So what I would do is buy $1,500 worth of $100 gift cards, and I would then use my gas card to buy Visa gift cards and use the Visa gift cards to do what I had to do. Like, that's the life of an entrepreneur. A lot of people don't realize that sometimes you got to think outside the box. So I'd never not had gas. I'd never not have gift cards. And I could always use my gas card as well to purchase chips, soda, milk, eggs, bacon, cheese. And I'm telling you, that's what I did back in like 2014, 15. I was using my gas card to buy $100 Visa gift cards and groceries inside of the convenience store in the gas station. Always had gas. Like, where everybody's complaining about gas, I don't really complain about it because I haven't. You know what I mean? So Capital One Spark, any business American Express card, and any gas card that usually has a MasterCard logo, like a Fuelman, a BP, you know, an Exxon, a Shell, you know, Wawa, those type of gas cards, because you always need gas. So as a starting entrepreneur, okay, you might not have money, you're just starting out, but you not having a flight shouldn't be a reason why you can't go to EYL. Shit, sleep in your car if you have to. You know what I mean? Like, it's sometimes you got to struggle and sometimes you got to go through certain things in order to obtain the things that you really want. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.